Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection to yourself, to others, and the world around you. Today we're going to be talking about firings and layoffs done well. This is part of a series of how your understanding of the stages of human development apply to your business and your work life. This is an unfortunate reality in any economic downturn, and one that we need, I think, to talk about how to do it the right way so that it can be a catalyst for the people that you have to let go. Before we jump into that, a quick shout out to new listeners in Buffalo, New York. Thank you for this connection. We're so excited to have you here. If you have thoughts, questions, ideas, just go to the website at CatherineColleen.com. Join the email list and email them to me. Let me know what you're thinking and how I can help. So let's talk about firings and layoffs done well. There are times when you simply must let someone go. And there are other times when you must let a lot of people go. So how can you use the stages to do that better? Well, firings and layoffs are incredibly stressful times for everyone involved. First, you have to drop the bomb and tell them what's happening. And then you have to carry it out and you have to deal with the what seems like inevitable backlash. Yikes. Now, firings and layoffs may never be comfortable and fun, but you can avoid a lot of that backlash that you're fearing. When you let someone go, you are putting them directly and immediately into stage three, I am my needs. They will be instantly filled with fear. Fear of an uncertain future, fear of loss, fear of lacking resources, fear of their own unworthiness, and so much more. And you're putting them there the instant that you tell them this is going to happen. And or even the instant that you tell them that this might happen. Now, everyone reacts differently to fear. Some people go quiet and others become violent. But fear is exactly what you're going to evoke in them. You cannot prevent the fear, but you can lessen it. So here are some things that you can do. First, if you're laying off more than one person, tell them in a group, in person. Do not isolate them. Why? Because isolation is terrifying for the average person. A group environment in this situation offers shared suffering, which calms everyone down and can form bonds, right? It helps to form bonds between people. So that's why I would do it in a group, and definitely in person. They will comfort each other. And focusing on others is a great way to move into stage four. And that's exactly what you want them to do. Now, after focusing on their coworkers, they will naturally focus on their family and begin to chart a new future. And this is what you want them to be doing. You want them just thinking ahead, right? Because their role at your organization is ending. So it's time to think of the future. You might consider what I'm going to call a layoff workshop, where you tell them the bad news and immediately form small groups for an exercise in helping each other chart a plan for a new future. Do it quickly and get them focused on each other. That's the point. If you can offer severance packages that will replace their paychecks for a few months, that is ideal. If you can offer packages that include the help of a recruiter or education funding for new certifications, then all the better. But what I want to recommend is that you avoid any form of slow torture. Do not tell them months ahead of time. Do not drag out this uncertainty. If you can offer access to a life coach or a mentor, that would be ideal, because they may have private issues that they would not want to voice in the work environment. And giving them an outlet for that can be helpful. But that's not always going to be possible. Now, for single-person firings, you're going to want to adhere to the same quick timeline. If you can, help them craft a new future for themselves. Similarly to layoffs, if you can offer severance, the help of a recruiter, education assistance, or access to a confidential advisor or a mentor, it would be ideal. But either way, make it in person and at work, not by email, not by phone, and not at home. They're going to need a chance to respond and to ask questions. And you don't want that need to become desperate. And I really recommend against having security escort them out. It's just demeaning. It's dehumanizing. Treat them with the same human dignity that you would want. If they really must be escorted out for one reason or another, do it yourself. You know, buck up and get in there and do it. As the manager, as the leader, this is incredibly uncomfortable. I get it. Letting people go, it sucks. It's not fun to have to fire people, or worse, to have to lay off people that you actually like and have to let them go. But it's part of your job. You chose this job, and this is part of what you're going to have to do sometimes. So do it in person, at work, and give them the dignity of their own humanity, which means show them some compassion, even if you're firing them for being horrible, even if you feel like they may not deserve compassion. Most of what makes this job hard is that, one, it feels like breaking up with people. We associate it much too much with our social relationships. But what also makes this hard is that you ultimately are afraid of backlash. You are ultimately afraid of what their reaction might be. And that fear is not unfounded in the sense that everyone reacts to fear differently. Some people get quiet. Some people may get emotional. Some people may get violent. And none of those reactions are fun, but you know for a fact they're not going to respond with, "Woohoo! All right! Yay! I'm getting laid off. This is great." Although you may be surprised to find a little bit of that. But the tricky part is, if you are laying off an entire group of people, do it as a group, do it together, and immediately dive into a workshop where you have, number one, really great snacks, and number two, activities assisting each other, or small group facilitated activities helping them craft a future for themselves. Now, if you're just firing one person, you're going to have a very hard time getting them focused on others. That is moving them from stage three to stage four, which is others. If there is nobody else to focus on. If you can get them focused on their family, I would go that route. You can also get them focused on just potential of the future. But either way, you can see that your attitude as a manager, your attitude as a leader, is one of a coach. You are stepping in as a mentor to assist them in planning a future. Now, the assumption is you've already done everything else you could try, that this is not your first resort. You've attempted to move them out of negative stages and into better ones. You've attempted to correct behavior. You've attempted to not need to lay off. You've done all these things. But now, here we are. So this really should not come as a great shock, right? If you were honest with your team from day one, then the person who's about to get fired is not going to be in great shock that they're about to get fired. And the people that are getting laid off have been well aware for a while that the company has been struggling. Yeah, it's okay to tell them that. In fact, I would make them aware so that they can help you come up with solutions. But if it comes down to it, basically think of it this way. How would you want to be treated? See their humanity and help them. Recognize you're going to put them into stage three. They're going to be very concerned about their needs. And then they're then going to need to start focusing on the needs of others and charting a plan for their own future. That's why I throw in the idea of having some really great snacks available, because food is comforting. It's a basic need. And when you lay people off or you fire people, one of their first fears, even if they don't express it, is, oh my God, what am I going to do for food? Right? So if you can address that and actually have some great snacks available, then that kind of eases some of those fears on the subconscious level. But that's what I would do. Now, if you've been in this situation, I would love to hear about your experiences. You can read more about these concepts, about managing and leading by using your understanding of the stages in the book, The Connected Business. Check that out. We will link up all the books in the show notes. And there's been so many books out and coming out this year. Thank you, pandemic. That is worth checking out. So if you want to hear more, go check out the book. And of course, send me your questions. Thanks for joining me. This is a short one, but a heavy one, and one where I think a lot of people are encountering, especially this year. So let me know how I can help. Send in your thoughts, questions, and ideas. And as always, I'm wishing you, Parna Asati, complete connection.